I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Every year, the number of new cases of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, in the United States is approximately 2.8 million. Now a top researcher here at UK is trying to bring assistance to these patients faster while also preserving brain function. You'll meet him on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Kevin Hatton is Interim Vice Chair of Anesthesia Research and the Division Chief of Anesthesiology and Critical Medicine at UK Healthcare. He recently talked with Dr. Greg about a new study dubbed HOBBIT, which stands for Hyperbaric Oxygen Brain Injury Treatment Trial.
Kevin, thank you for talking with me today. I was talking with Dr. Roger Humphreys, who's the Chair of Emergency Medicine, and he let me know about a study that your department and his department are involved in called the HOBBIT study. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the HOBBIT study is an interesting collaboration between the emergency department, the neurosurgical department, and the neurocritical care department through the Department of Anesthesia, really working with patients with very severe traumatic brain injury, those folks who have been in car accidents or falls or some other kind of brain injury, where we are trying to really reduce long-term disability by giving them lots and lots and lots of oxygen early in their hospitalization to really sort of supercharge the brain's repair and restorative processes.
So the H is for hyperbaric, so does that mean both increased oxygen and at increased pressure?
That's true. The novel part of this study is that patients very early after their injuries are placed into the hyperbaric chamber here at the University of Kentucky, which is a way to provide both increased pressure and increased oxygen. You may have heard of the hyperbaric chamber being used for people who go scuba diving and come up too quickly or who have other kinds of injuries that really require a lot of oxygen. And so that pressure and that oxygen combined really are thought to generate a lot of restorative properties in areas of the brain that may be injured because of the trauma that they've sustained.
And one aspect of this study is, of course, these patients come in and they're often unconscious or obtunded and not able to give the traditional informed consent. So part of the study is finding an ethical way to go ahead and enroll these patients?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Our primary goal is to find families or family members or close relatives that could give consent on behalf of the patients. But you're right, there are some patients who we may not be able to find family or family members who can give consent, and that creates a real challenge for which we're trying to create ethical ways to be enrolled in this study, which we hope will provide a significant benefit to people who, quite frankly, otherwise there are no real medical treatments to help them.
And I guess, forgive me if this is a bad analogy, but it's almost like giving a blood transfusion or some other type of therapeutic measure. If you've got a patient in the ER who's well on her way to dying or suffering permanent loss, you really don't have time to have them sign a piece of paper.
Yeah, I think that's true in many ways. I think with research, we have to be especially careful, but you're right. At some point, we have to say, we have to do something. And as long as that something provides benefit with, we hope, very minimal risk, then by golly, we think that there's a real reason to push forward.
Do we know a perhaps a physiologic or a biochemical basis of why hyperbaric oxygen might be of benefit to patients with traumatic brain injury?
The underlying work to support this study, which is funded by our United States government through the NIH, is really based out of the University of Minnesota, and in their studies they demonstrate that the restorative properties of oxygen really go to the what we call the penumbral areas around the injury. So really supporting areas that are injured but not definitively damaged, but that still might be able to recover. And really providing them as much support as possible really appears to be the underlying key mechanism.
Kevin, thank you for talking with me today. Are there any aspects of this study that we haven't touched on that you'd want our listeners to know about?
I think it's important to know that overall this is a study that's being performed across about 15 different hospitals across the United States. The University of Kentucky is one of the leaders in this study and is because of the unique collaboration that we have between the many different departments that really are going to help push the future of traumatic brain injury and traumatic care across Kentuckians, regardless of the type of injury.
My thanks today to Dr. Kevin Hatton, Professor of Anesthesia and Surgery and Neurocritical Care, for talking about the new HOBBIT study, Hyperbaric Oxygen Brain Injury Treatment Trial, attempting to preserve brain function in victims of traumatic brain injury. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.